The word def, spelled D-E-F, has been a part of the hip-hop lexicon since the early 1980s. Sometimes it's shorthand for definitely. Sometimes it simply means cool or awesome, picked up by the likes of Mos Def and Def Jam Records. Then there's the word def, spelled D-E-A-F.
My name is Sean, but they call me Sean. Got a message here I'm delivering. Look, I understand that you might be leery. Getting music beats from the heart of hearing.
That's Sean Forbes, a 28-year-old rapper from suburban Detroit who's been profoundly deaf since he was a baby, but that hasn't stopped him from making music. He recently released the single and music video, I'm Deaf, and has been busy recording new songs for an upcoming album. He joins us from the studios of WUOM in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Welcome to the program, Sean.
Hey, what's up?
Not much, except talking to you. Let people know that we're actually speaking to you with the help of Tracy Romano, who is interpreting in American Sign Language there in the studio with you. Okay. How did you decide that you wanted to launch a music career, not just a music career, but as a grand rapper?
I've been involved with music since I was a young kid. When I was about 5 years old, I received my first drum set for Christmas. And from that point forward, I really wanted to be a drummer. But, you know, as I was progressing with music, I was in bands in high school. And, you know, when I got to college, I was making beats and writing raps and stuff like that. And I always knew that I wanted a career in music. But I also had firsthand experience seeing how hard it is to succeed as a musician. My father is a musician, and I've seen him, you know, do his thing for so many years. And I knew that in order for me to succeed with music, I would have to really do something different and almost kind of pave my own path.
Mm. Your mom plays piano. Your dad's in a country rock band.
Yep, that's right.
Well, what did they say that when you told them you wanted to be a rap artist?
Well, they were kind of like, I never came out and said I wanted to be a rap artist. And, you know, before we go any further, I'd like to just say that I don't classify myself as a rapper. I classify myself more as a musician because I play drums, I play guitar, I write songs. And rapping is just something that I do because you don't want to hear me sing. So rapping is pretty much the only choice that we have here. So, you know,
Sean, when you wanted to play drums, I understand you're a big fan of Gene Krupa and Buddy Rich. Were your parents playing that music around the house?
Yeah, they played everything from the Rolling Stones to the Beatles to even, you know, old big band music and stuff like that. So I was definitely exposed to a wide range of music growing up, which definitely influenced me. And, you know, when rap started coming on, I remember when my parents were like, why are you listening to rap? Rap is crap and blah, blah, blah. So I used to, like, sneak tapes, you know, in my cassette player, and I would just listen to them and not let my parents know what I was listening to. But it wasn't until Eminem came on the scene in Detroit that my parents started tuning in to rap music and actually starting to enjoy it.
Mm. Now, Eminem has become a fan and a bit of a cheerleader for you. Is that right?
Right, yeah. Marshall has always supported me in what I was doing. And when he was one of the first people that I showed a music video of me signing one of my songs to him. And when I showed him that video, he instantly looked at me with the jaw on the floor, pretty much, like, deaf people like music? I mean, he was just shocked. And when I told him that a lot of deaf people like his music especially, he was even more, like, you could tell by his face that he was pretty shocked. And, you know, Eminem's gone through a lot of struggles in his life and things like that, much like anybody else. But as a deaf person, I think a lot of deaf people could relate with it to a certain degree.
Sure. What was it like for you growing up as a profoundly deaf person? And I'm going to inject here that you prefer the word deaf, not hearing impaired.
Right, that's true. Growing up deaf was awesome. I mean, there were so many things growing up that, I mean, I could tune out my parents when I wanted to. I could do so many things. It was awesome. I had a great upbringing. My parents were always very positive around me and always told me that I could do whatever I wanted. But even though they knew I wanted to go into music, they always gave me a reality check as to what I really should do. And that's when I decided to go to college and not try to pursue a career in music. But there was obviously still in the back of my head while I was at college.
You studied to be an engineer?
That's funny that you bring that up. I had an internship one summer in Chicago for S&C Electric Company. And at the end of the summer, the manager came up to me and told me, "Sean, I love what you're doing. I love your work ethic. I love everything. How about we pay for the rest of your education for you to become an engineer?" And I told them, "I'm sorry, I'm going to become a rock star." And he laughed at me right there. You know, and I was kind of saying it in a jokingly manner, but I was also pretty serious about it because I knew that was what I wanted.
And you persevered. You have started something extremely interesting. And there's an organization you helped to launch. It's called DPAN. Explain what that is.
DPAN is called the Deaf Professional Arts Network. And when we started out, we created music videos with American Sign Language, and we've invited so many deaf and hard of hearing people to be involved in our projects. And my goal with DPAN was to make music accessible for the deaf and hard of hearing community. Because when I was at college at Rochester Institute of Technology in New York, I knew that there were so many people that loved music, and they loved, you know, the feeling and the vibrations from music, but they didn't know what the artist was saying. So for me, as someone that loved lyrics and loved that aspect of music, I really wanted to share that with other people. So I started signing songs, mostly to girls. And, you know, it was a good way to pick up girls at college, too. But, you know, as I was doing that, it kind of dawned on me that there's something here. There's something that I could do to help make music more accessible. And to date, DPAN has created 4 amazing ASL music videos that have been, you know, top quality production. And pretty soon we're going to start working on our next video.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've done versions of songs by John Mayer and Christina Aguilera, right?
Right. And what I'm doing with DPAN is trying to make music more accessible. I just hope that we have 100 videos in 5 years for people to watch with ASL interpretations.
Mm-hmm. Are you working on one called Let's Mambo?
Yeah, we're actually working on a brand new video for Let's Mambo, which is the B-side single on the I'm Deaf album. And that's a fun song.
Can't wait to mambo!
And I have some pretty big goals with that one. I'd like to have some celebrities in it and some other people and give it a throwback kind of feel. It'll definitely be a fun video to watch.
Sean Forbes, his new single release is called I'm Deaf. He joined us with the help of interpreter Tracy Romano from the studios of WUOM in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Thanks so much, Sean. Rock on.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Steve Urkel, I'd rather not hear, rather not listen. I'm the perfect imperfection, never restricted.
You can see the video, I'm Deaf, on our website. Also, Sean Forbes has been busy recording songs for an upcoming album. Get an exclusive first listen to one of those tracks at nprmusic.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. We'll be right back.